back to Guide to Minecraft Dungeons. Hey!
Last time we didn't finish our mobs.
Yeah. So first things first, we have to go down and do the mob and say the mobs that we did not finish. So go down.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Go down. Yeah, go up. There they are. Go up. Alright, so the hostile mobs.
No, look.
Can you just please, we have to finish the ones.
But look, these are the boss mobs here.
Yeah?
Look, these are the real hostile mobs. These ones.
Yeah?
These
but we have them. To we have to go down to the hostile mobs.
Yeah, but these are them.
No, but there's more hostile mobs.
Yeah, here.
No, those are the ancients. Gas. It literally just said gas. Go down. Keep going down. There we go.
So, but those aren't real mobs.
Oh. Well, Evoca's all.
Wait, where do you see them?
Evoca.
Yeah, I know. But look, that's also.
You're doing the wrong one.
Okay.
Just kill him. What are you doing?
That. So look, in power from mobs, it's in there.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, let's just do this, okay? So powerful mobs, they're
like mini bosses.
These are mini bosses. The drowned necromancer,
which is exclusive and it's naturally undead.
And it has, and it like spawns in. It's basically a variant of the necromancer.
Uh-huh. And
we
it can
like spawn mobs.
It's like it makes purple circles.
And they so yeah,
that shoot lightning.
They make purple circles that shoot lightning down.
And also, sorry, took a long time for this because it's now like 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah. Anyways.
So
why does it look like a cat? It looks like a cat or something. It does not look like a goat. Alright, anyways.
These are ancient.
Go down! The John Necromancer, yeah, it has that. And it's a mini boss found in the Hidden Depths DLC. The Elder Guardian.
Which
is
just
also
the Elder Guardian.
Yeah,
you probably all know it. If you've watched enough videos on it.
The Enderman,
which probably
can teleport and
Ender.
It smacks you.
It's not an Enderling because it's a mini boss.
And then the Ender Sense are like, they're really tall and they have like these weird heads and they have like praying mantis arms and they smash you.
And they
make this
explosive.
Weird. And for some reason, the Enderman, not the Ender Sense, but the Enderman makes it sound just like, I don't know why, but they do. Then the Evokers, which summons things, and
it's
they summon Vexes. Anyways, the ghasts which shoot fireballs at you.
That's a ghost.
Why are the ghasts ghosts? anyways, the illusioners.
They're not exclusive.
They fight with a bow.
And
just
enemies.
A bow. They teleport
they're
and
kind
like.
Kind of like the nameless ones.
They teleport and can create. It's like. They're like copies of themselves that are like not really, but they and then
it's
they,
kind of like double team the Pokemon.
Yeah.
The way.
Wait. This is another thing. It casts blindness spells, I think too. And the raid captains, which basically armored vindicators or pillagers that have a banner on their head.
It's not exclusive, it's an Illager.
They drop this thing. They drop this This banner?
What are you doing?
They drop this banner that is like, and if you pick it up, it's either a mystery banner which can do anything, or a threat banner which increases the threat. And then the Redstone Golem.
Which is exclusive and it's a golem. It's not an Illager ally.
Which I don't get. Yeah. Anyways, it like, smashes into.
It says that.
It like it can smash its arms into the ground, and it also like I don't know how to explain. It like whacks you with its arms, and it also bends down and creates these like explosive things. Have you ever? The Scatomite artifact. But they like and then they explode when someone hits them. But you just have to dodge them, and it doesn't, and it takes a long time. The skeleton horseman, which
is actually,
it's easy.
Oh, that's so hard. It's four mini bosses.
But no, it's not. Unless you're in like Apocalypse.
Yeah, I guess it's home. That's probably why it's undead.
Yeah,
it's not exclusive.
Yeah, and it shoots you with a bow and does four damage. The Ancient Guardian, excuse me. So
wait, no, boss.
The boss mobs. The Ancient Guardian
is exclusive and it's natural, which is
it shoots a laser beam that like goes across, and it like can like shield itself by like going out of the freaking map. It's like so weird. Wait, that's Endo? I thought, and why is that? No, go up. Okay. No, not there. Wait. The Arch Illager
is exclusive and it's an Illager.
And it's the main boss. It gets kicked out from its family. It's a sad, it has a really sad origin story. I don't know why it's a boss, except it's easy to defeat.
And the Corrupted Cauldron is exclusive, it's a Golem. Wait, why is it?
I know, right? Except, and it also has this Corrupted Cauldron, what else?
It kind of makes sense, the Jungle Abomination.
The Corrupted Cauldron spawns purple fire. Wait, what are you doing?
I'm looking for,
it spawns purple fire.
And corrupted slimes.
And
conjured
slimes, which are dangerous and they shoot purple projectiles. And then it also disturbingly eats up dead mobs to regenerate its health, which I haven't seen it done that. But it sounds annoying. Then the Heart of Endo, which is really annoying.
It's exclusive and it's Endo. Do you know what that means? It means an Endo mob.
It's an Endo beast. Yeah. And then it has like six legs. It kind of looks like a spider, and it's crawling around, and then it like goes into the ground and then pops out and like blasts these like the corrupted cauldron beat blast that just yeet you to death. It's like so up, and they also like create this like purple projectiles that can make purple fire. And then the Jungle Abomination, which is in
it's exclusive, it's a golem within Snatcher.
It's this thing. What am I thinking? What are you doing?
Looking.
It's this thing. It's like a hunk of wood. What are you doing?
I'm looking.
It has this like twisted cane or something, and it like smashes it into the ground, and it spawns these things called whisperers, which I talked about in the last episode, right?
Yeah, whisperers.
And then the Mushu monster. Wait, is that the right one? Mushroom Monstrosity is a variant of the Redstone Monstrosity. It can shoot
exclusive
mushrooms. It shoots mushrooms at you. It's found in the ... woo level.
Oh, that's a cow. Wait, we're not playing. How weird.
The Mushu Monstrosity, it also does basically the same thing as the Redstone Monstrosity, which creates shockwaves, and it summons redstone. Okay, no, it summons mushrooms. Okay, that's annoying. The Nameless
One. Well, there's a cow here.
The Nameless One is a very.
It's exclusive and Sunday.
All of these are exclusive. It's a very curious mob to me. Because it's like, it has a lot. I'm gonna definitely do a theory episode on it.
The dungeon.
Yes, and I gave it. Which I'm very proud of.
This one.
The Nameless One can actually shoot these green projectiles, and just like the Illusion One can make copies of itself. copies of itself, and it also creates skeleton, someone's skeleton
vanguard.
It like it puts its staff up, and then like
sucks
and, like
it
a bunch of green stuff. It sucks in.
And also, and how you
it stabs it down.
You awaken it, but it's like lying down, and you have to like activate like
leap.
You have to activate these like skeleton vanguards, and then it like comes up and like lurches forward a little bit.
Activate this long.
By the way, I'm sad that you can't see Sloth, but
Sloth is our new mascot. He's a stuffed sloth and he's very cute.
And then the Redstone monstrosity.
It's exclusive, obviously. All of these are exclusive.
It spawns redstone cubes that, and it also smashes its
arms to the ground. I thought you were going to say redstone wall for some reason.
What? And it also like it can like shoot these projectiles that make fire. And the Tempest Golem, which is found in the
I already told you, yeah, it's exclusive. And it's a golem, and it kind of makes sense. It's not an Illidor ally.
The Tempest, then how come it summons Illidors?
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
But anyways, the Tempest Golem is a little, it can like smash these golden swords into the ground, and it has a shield that protects the shard of Old World Dominance. Howland Peaks. It's found in the Tempest Chamber.
Stop it.
That's really.
I don't know.
Don't do that, okay? Like, why are you doing that? The Tempest Golem. Tempest Golem. And it creates these like circles, like squares.
What are you doing?
That like summon mobs, and then it has this like swirly things, and then the Vengeful Heart of Ender, which is really, really overpowered. It's the last mob. It's the last mob.
No, the last mob is actually, do you know what it is?
What?
No. It's the, I forgot its name. The Watcher of the End.
Why?
I don't know.
That's an ancient mob.
Oh, wait, no, sorry.
The Watchling.
Yeah, the Watchling. Sorry. That's what I mean.
It's the last boss mob, though.
The Watchling is, you have to defeat, like, 3 Watchlings before you...
It's like this creepy space worm. And it's like this creepy space worm.
It's kind of like the unique version of the Heart of Ender.
It's like this creepy, like, caterpillar thing. And it has, like... It's like really weird. It's like this creepy caterpillar thing. How many times has it said that? That can like ram into you. It's like, and it just like rams into you. And it rams into you, and it really hurts. And also
the projectile things.
And then it can shield itself by going into the void, and there's 2 things that it does.
Oh, the gravity.
I know. One of the things that it does,
it's so hard,
is it can utilize gravity and start trying to pull you into
use
the
gravity
void
to its will. And what it
the
does
the second thing
is it like spins its head around.
Yeah, and it's like pulls you in, but it's not very strong unless you're like not walking, then it like sucks you in. And it like the void hurts you, so if you do that, it. And then the other thing that happens, and then
smart
sharp endermites, sharpness endermites, which they do attacks to more damage. And then it also the second thing that it does is it creates this like void walls that like spew void liquid, which is a poisonous liquid. Well, again, using Minecraft Dungeons Wiki. Thank you so much, Minecraft.
Why do you have to tell them?
Because I don't want them,
we
like...
We know most of it!
I'm crediting. And it spews these... And then the void wall spews this, like, void liquid that's poisonous. The void liquid, the same as the void quiver arrows. And then what it also does is the... And then it like starts shooting a bunch of these like crazy projectiles that like start like eating you if you don't, and you have to dodge them. It's really hard.
Like the only way you could actually dodge them for some reason is if you like done it 5 times And then your sixth time, you like know the angle of the projectiles, maybe.
The wretched wraith, which is a boss wraith.
It's exclusive and it's obviously a ghost in it. I mean, it's obviously exclusive and it's a ghost in London. I told you all of these are exclusive. Again! Hey!
And then the wretched wraith, which has an ice crown, and it basically can do the same thing as wraith, except it can also shoot these purple projectiles that are like really hard to dodge. But they are less hard to dodge. And
what are you doing? I'm going here for next.
Oh, we're doing that in the next one.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have to look at this for it.
The wretched wraith, which is the last mob we're doing today.
No, it's not.
This is just boss mobs. And then the next episode is Angel. Uh-huh. And it shoots these like purple projectiles. And it's like this ice crown that it has on its head. And when you defeat it, it's like, no. And it's looking at the ice crown.
That's all for today, right?
Yeah.
For the boss mobs.
Wait, I just want to see. If we go to the unstoppable.
Wait, stop. What are you doing? Okay, and now on to ancient.
No, we're doing that next time.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You said we were doing ancient mobs now? Okay, sure. Like, why?
Let's go down.
We have enough time to do it.
Okay, can you just
go down? But what is wrong with you?
Can you please go down?
Okay, sure.
No, up. Okay, what the? Go up? What is that? Are those mob-related achievements? Okay. Go up. Go up. Keep going up. Stop. Oh my gosh, go down. Okay, I'm gonna control your computer now because you
are- No, it's mine. Give it to me.
Not this, just these boss mobs, but I don't know what they are.
Stop. They're exclusive mobs.
There's the obsidian monstrosity.
Okay, you don't have to tell these
the
yet.
The giant cave.
Don't tell them
okay,
yet.
Go up.
What the? It's not letting me get there.
All right, so that's all for this episode today.
Why will it not?
Okay. We're releasing two episodes in one day. If we can.
What? There's an enemy?
It says the Seeking Flame. So it's time to stop this episode.
Yeah. What the? Why is it called the first?
Okay.
The first enchanter.
Goodbye.